A new old business is about to come to life. Let us explain. In 1931, Weber's Greenhouses opened on Green Bay Avenue north of Capitol Drive. 2 years ago, it closed, but starting this weekend, it will get new life.
Weber's is becoming a greenhouse and experiential learning headquarters to an internship program called Teens Grow Greens. Lake Effect's Susan Bentz stopped in as the revitalization was still underway. We'll learn more about Teens Grow Greens, but first we'll meet the nursery manager.
I saw some bagged compost.
Claire Musa stands amidst a sea of sprouting plants.
So this is our tomato house. We have heirloom tomatoes on this side.
It's one of four greenhouses in which everything from begonias to zucchini will take root. But this structure is Musa's favorite.
You know, one of the biggest struggles is dragging a hose around. Especially if you have customers around and you have to sorry, watch your step. And, you know, there's always a leak somewhere. There's always a giant spray of water coming out. But whoever had built this greenhouse was very innovative, ran a cable across the ceiling, and now the hose is hung up high, and so it's completely in no one's way at any point in time, which is to me the most it's the smartest thing. It's the smartest thing. I wish I had invented it.
Before she took on the job of nursery manager for Teens Grow Green's new headquarters, Musa ran her own vintage clothing business. But it doesn't take long to realize that plants and soil run deep in the woman. Her first job as a teenager.
First job was in a greenhouse, and I got that job because my mom worked in a greenhouse. She worked in a greenhouse my whole life. We had vegetable gardens there for as long as I can remember, every year.
And her mom has been helping her with some of the early planting here.
My mom volunteers at least once a week. She helped me clean out that garage. She helped plant some of these tomatoes. She seeded some stuff with us. Yeah, she's addicted just like I am.
Of course, there's a bigger story to be told. 5 years ago, it was here at Weber's Greenhouses that Charlie Eline tested his theory that teens could grow their organizational and leadership skills while learning what it means to grow plants from seed to splendor. Year one, Eline nurtured 10 teens here. This season, there are 18.
You know, one of the first things that attracted me to Weber's was that it had a great customer base, a diverse customer base for Milwaukee. And, you know, it always occurred to me that they were growing more than plants here, that people were coming in here to, continue their traditions of growing plants and then feeding their family, or they were picking up flowers to brighten their home or, remember loved ones. And the great thing about this is that this isn't only this generation that is going to come back to Weber's to do that sort of thing, but it's the previous generations as well. And how many places can you say have that sort of history?
Weber's closed 2 years ago. Eline then got the opportunity to buy the business and keep the tradition alive. The teens will only be spending part of their time here, however. They're growing crops at two different garden locations.
It's hard to develop leadership by just doing worksheets and talking about it. You need to do leadership. The ways that we've found to actually have the teens experience leadership is that the teens will mentor third, fourth, and fifth graders in the garden in basically everything they've learned in the past months of the internship. How to grow food, how to cook food, and then how to set goals and build certain skills and characteristics. So the teens are actually leading that program, which is called Kids Grow Greens, during the summer.
Teens split their time between gardening, mentoring, and staffing three farmers markets 3 days a week. But there's more. In August, the teens dive into the Individualized Entrepreneurship Program. Graduates of Teens Grow Greens have developed everything from a terrarium business featuring succulent plants to lip balm and dog treats.
A great example of the entrepreneurship unit is Trayvon, who's a graduate and now he's on staff. He's going to set up his cafe for his product, which is called Joe Veggie Go, a mixture of all natural juices and coffee. Trayvon, I hope I got that right. And he will have that pop-up cafe right at Weber's on specific dates.
Eline's eyes gleam with the potential of this nearly one-acre parcel and its seven greenhouses.
We want to hear from the community, what else would you like to see? Because we want to continue that tradition of having it be a community business.
Buying the nursery is a big move for Teens Grow Greens. Eline says it will cost $50,000 a year to keep the greenhouses humming, but the plan is to offset that with income the nursery generates.
Make some revenue for the nonprofit as well. So make it into a profitable business.
Manager Claire Musa is ready to do her part, working with the teens and growing plants the public clamors to buy.
I think that's exciting. I think if we can sort of like make that bridge for kids at a younger age, you know, it of course will lead to healthier living.
But at that moment, Musa's focus was on the greenhouse she needs to fill with enticing plants before they officially open for business this Saturday.
Yeah, so this will all be planted today. Then this greenhouse will, like, officially be full.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
A ribbon cutting?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have just like a...
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. Weber's greenhouses will open to the public this weekend. You can read more about the story and Teens Grow Greens at WUWM.com.